Lesson number 6. Coached practice and levels of intensity in the Scottish speech. Now we're going to go directly to the manual, where you'll find initially some Shakespeare. Now we're going to take Macbeth and take him out of Elizabethan London and put him up in Scotland where he belongs, right? We're going to have him sound like a Scot here, because after all, he's the King of Scotland, Lully, emphasising all of the Scottish sounds as you look at the shorthand markings and the text identifying those changes for you. Now, I'll go very slowly the first time through, and you can even read along with me, making sure, of course, that you generate most of the sound changes out of that pervasive under-the-tongue resonance, and you get those upward lilt extensions that are characteristic of the sounds that we've been working on earlier in the script. If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequences and catch with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here, upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come, but in these cases we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instruction, which being taught return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisoned chalice to our own lips. Now I'm going to go back and look at this piece in connected speech. If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could tremble up the consequences and catch with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here upon this bank and shoal of time we jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instruction, which being taught return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisoned chalice to our own lips. Now, I'm going to go on for a moment here. Later on in the same Macbeth monologue, and do the same thing, pointing out the changes, and then I'm going to take that monologue and look at some different levels of Scottish speech and how you can make sure that you continue to stay clearly intelligible on the stage. One word at a time now, pointing out the changes. His virtues will plead like angels trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking off, and pity like a naked newborn babe striding the blessed or heaven's cherubim horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air shall blow the hurried deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. Putting it into connected speech now. His virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking-off, and pity, like a naked newborn babe striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim, horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. Now, to keep intelligibility clear in Scottish dialect, you've got to keep the consonants crisp and clear. What happens in different parts of Scotland, especially in the Glasgow speech, but also some other regions in Ayrshire and Fife and border regions, where the Scottish really intensifies to the point of unintelligibility. What I said there was intensifies to the point of unintelligibility. What happens in those regions is several things, several stages of problems that we run into that you've got to guard against so that you can still be heard from the stage. First, the resonance chokes up. And you choke the resonance up, the tongue gets even higher, the sense of the choking it down into the under of the tongue cavity. So if you press the resonance too far, you're going to lose the sense of clarity. Now, the second thing is that the lilt extensions get pushed even harder and harder. So instead of go through the gate, you get go through the gate. And you just get those real harsh extensions into the yeah. And you can go up so high and integrate that in with the harsh resonance so much that you've got some real problems being heard. Also, the most notable problem in Scottish is the lack of clarity on consonants and some very, very crazy incidental changes in vowels, which I already said that we don't want to do for stage speech in order for you to be heard. But if you're exploring the Glasgow speech, you start to hear some sounds and words talking like this, where a few years ago, there was a popular group called the Bay City Rulers, and they came once onto a television programme and they said, "Look, they can't say that since you'll be for having us here on the programme here today, bringing us to America." And you can hear that there's just very, very much of a lack of clarity on the vowels. They could just as easily have said, if they were actors, "We'd like to thank Casey and the Sunshine Band for bringing us here to America and putting us on the show." It doesn't have to be truncated down in the lack of the clarity here like that. So, you can have authenticity, but my heavens, you certainly don't want to sacrifice your intelligibility for your authenticity, because you're going to drive some people awfully crazy when you do it that way. What I'd like to do is to go back now to the passage from Macbeth, and let's do it several times, looking at different levels of dialect intensity here. Let's do it first with a real, real harsh Glasgow type sound. "You will do what is done, it will be done quickly. If the assassination could tremble up the consequences and catch with his search his success, that butler's blame might be the beer and the end all here. But here upon this baker and shoal of time we jump the life to come. But in these cases we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instruction which being taught return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of your poison chalice to your own lips." Not very kosher for the stage, right? Or recht, whichever you'd like to go here. Well, what we've got to do now is to keep the impression of authenticity, but reduce the degree to which we're doing the resonance and the lilt. Slow down, certainly, slow down. Eliminate unnecessary incidental changes in vowels and consonants, and play the intentions much closer to the words. It can still have a pretty thick speech, though. Pretty thick sense of Scottish, and do all the things I just said to do. "If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could tremble up the consequences and catch with his surcease success, that but this blue might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instruction, which being taught return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commenced ingredients of our poison chalice to our own lips. Now, we could go even a step further with this. Just getting the basic sense of the Scottish and keep all the sound changes and the basic resonance and the basic lilts, but not doing them quite as harshly. If it were done, when it is done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could tremble up the consequences and catch with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but leap bloody instruction, which being taught return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poison chalice to our own lips. So you can see how this intensity works. What I'd like to do just to finish off the tape is to do the same thing again so you can really get the sense of how absolutely unintelligible this dialect can be. I'd like to take a couple of verses from Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky and say them in incredibly thick Scottish, unintelligible, and then do it a few times after and reduce the intensity as we go on. "'Twas really a good slave to us, did girl and gimbal in the web, all means it were the better girls in the views right through great. The lair of the gibber, the sound of jewels that bite the claws that catch, the lair of the jumps of burn and shun the freely as vendor snatch." A little less intense. "'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the web. All mimsy were the borogoves and the boom wraths outgrabe. Beware the jibberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jubjub bird and shun the freemiest bandersnatch." And going down even to a less intense Scottish. "'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the web. All mimsy were the borogoves and the boom wraths outgrabe. Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jub-jub bird and shun the frumious bender-snatch." And with that, we'll end the tape on the Scottish dialect. Go out and have at it with your Scottish!